let's check in once again for the latest in La Onda. From TejanoNation.net, here's Romeo.
Thanks, Trudy. TejanoNation.net is the number one source for Tejano news, and here's what's happening now. The sons of late Tejano icon and media innovator are blazing their own path in music as part of Tex-Mex pop rock band The Last Bandoleros, and the group just released a live concert album, Live from Texas, that includes a cover of the Texas Tornado's classic hit, Hey Baby, ¿Qué Pasó? And the brothers gave an exclusive interview with Tejano Nation about their new album and legacy of the next generation of the Nevada musical family. Diego Nevada spoke about the band's unique sound.
Yeah, I think it is part Tejano, you know, because obviously, you know, we're raised with Tejano music around us, with our dad being who he was. And I think that's something that spills into our music. It's got a lot of rock and roll and got a foot in country as well. So I think it's kind of just like a new wave of Tex-Mex music.
The brothers have strong roots in Tejano music.
I mean, aside from their stuff is a little more traditional and in Spanish, I feel like we're both sort of doing the same thing because we grew up on the same stuff. So I think it's cool that we're both kind of carrying on our dad's legacies in our own way.
The Last Bandoleros will take their unique sound to a national audience on July 15th with an in-home performance on ABC's Good Morning America. From the Tejano music capital of the world, San Antonio, Texas, I'm Romeo with TejanoNation.net on the Tejano Gold Countdown. Back to you, Rudy.
Número 10.
Kicking off the second hour, the voice of San Antonio's own Jay Perez continues to celebrate his 25th anniversary in the industry with his new single, Tú. It's number 10 this week on Tejano Gold Countdown. Tejano Gold Countdown 2 by Jay Perez baja esta semana un punto y se coloca en la posición número 10 en las listas nacionales de la música tejana. We're back in the studio now with Shelly Lattice. Now, besides your own music, you've been very, very busy with collaborations. How many would you say you've done?
I have done so many over the years. Since I've seen you, Rudy, I've done, I don't even know how many. I like to go through Spotify, you know, you check your streams and stuff like that. And I was looking at Spotify and, you know, it says Shelly Lattice, you know, looking at all of my discography. And then it says also appears on, right? So I clicked on that one day and all of these songs came on that I've done over the years. And I'm like, holy crap, I've done a lot of collaborations. I just did a new one. I have a new one coming up with Jesse Villarreal. He's from Florida, called Fue Mi Error. I did one with Sarah Monique. I did one with Angelique, Stevie D. J.R. Gomez and I have one on my new CD. I did one with Gabe Rivera. I mean, through the years, Jay Perez, Ram Herrera, Little Joe, Elida, Steph. I mean, you name it. It's like, I've done so many.
Why is it so important for you to work on these collaborations?
I think it shows the camaraderie I like. I like to do that. And I can learn from the other artists. You know, I'm not the veteran artist kind of set in my ways. You know, you have to continue to, I mean, I don't care how old you are, you can still grow. You can grow spiritually, mentally, and in your business, you can prosper. But you have to have that mentality that you're willing to grow and have that open mind and open heart. So that's what I love. You know, it may not be my style, but I learned from these artists, especially the new artists. And then Ernestine Romero too, God rest her soul. I did one with her too on her last CD. So, I mean, I never say no. Everybody knows to call me because I never say no.
And you even have a related project coming up too, right? Tell us about it.
I'm going to do an all duet CD coming up. Si Dios quiere, hopefully before the end of 2020, God willing. And I want to do, it will be with the Tejano artists. But I want to get their input on who their influences were. Doesn't necessarily have to be straight up Tejano. It could be jazz. It could be conjunto. It could be 70s rock. Whatever the case may be. This is more like a fun album for me. It's nothing like, it's not to be number one on the charts. You know, if I get there, it will not hurt at all. But that's not why I make music. I make music because I love it. If I don't believe in it, the fans are not going to believe in it. I do it because it's who I am. It's the gift that God gave me, and it's my gift to share with fans. And I tell you, the most rewarding thing for me after 37 years is to see three generations of a family come up to me that are all Shelly Lattice fans. And it happens a lot. You know, their grandparent, then them, them, and then their kids. So it's like now even four generations. So it's like, that's a huge compliment. Those are my awards for me, honestly.
An impressive feat when you're able to reach fans of different generations, for sure. Más con Shelly Lattice enseguida. But right now, let's get back to the countdown. Number 9. Llegamos a la posición número 9 de la semana y encontramos a Jesse Turner y Grupo Signo con su nuevo sencillo, Hashtag. Number 9 on Tejano Gold Countdown.
¿Cómo quieres que lo nuestro sea en serio? Si tú misma ni siquiera te lo crees. En las redes se delatan tus mentiras. Aunque juras que estás sola y es difícil de creer. México, Cancún. Y al otro día amaneces en Veracruz. Miami, LA. En Coachella te la pasaste muy bien. Monterrey, hashtag. Norteñas y de fiesta en la ciudad. Me dices que quieres amor, que quieres alguien como yo. Y para ser honesto no soy tonto. Soy un caballero y sé que como amigos es mejor. México, Cancún. Eres hermosa y no hay nadie como tú. Pero no, no, no. Los dos sabemos que esto es solo una ilusión. Todo será un recuerdo, disfruta el momento. Hashtag tú y yo. Es mejor una amistad que dure un siglo. Y ahora Cancún y al otro día amaneces en Veracruz, Miami, LA. En Coachella te la pasaste muy bien, Monterrey, hashtag. Con norteñas y de fiesta en la ciudad. Me dices que quieres amor, que quieres alguien como yo. Y para ser honesto no soy tonto, no es por ser grosero, pero como amigos es mejor. México, Cancún, eres hermosa y no hay nadie como tú. Pero no, 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 los dos sabemos que esto es solo una ilusión. Esto será un recuerdo, disfruta el momento. Hashtag tú y yo, y canta conmigo.
Countdown number 9 of the week, hashtag Signo, un éxito que ya llegó al primer lugar de los charts y aún continúa entre los preferidos del público y en la onda tejana. Los éxitos siguen en el conteo. Keep it here for more of the top Tejano hits of the week and stay tuned for the latest info and news and information from Tejano Nation. Also, how to register for our giveaway, the Tejano Gold Countdown 6-Pack Music Giveaway, brought to you by our friends at LNF Distributors. Más Tejano Gold Countdown after this.
Tejano Gold.
Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center y Bar.
Mira, una duda. ¿Seltzer en español se dice gaseosa?
Sí, gaseosa está bien.
Gracias.
Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center y Bar.
¿Soy yo otra vez? ¿Y agua con gas?
Sí, también. Bud Light Seltzer, Call Center
y soda?
Mire, señor, llámela soda, agua con gas o como quiera. Lo importante es que Bud Light Seltzer tiene alcohol, es refrescante, deliciosa y sabe a mango.
Me encanta el mango.
Bud Light Seltzer, indudablemente buena. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beers, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.